Hello and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. I'm your host, Will Walden, and in today's episode, we'll be discussing Elon Musk's Master Plan 3, which he's set to reveal at the upcoming March 1st Investors Day. Now, Elon Musk's master plans have always been an area of great pop culture interest and speculation, with secret exposés shared between Tesla CEO Elon and the reader. And those feelings of intimacy and having a front row seat to the future have always prevailed. And in Master Plan 1, Musk's insight into a bit of human nature emerged. He said, "Don't tell anyone." Needless to say, the word spread freely about Tesla's innovation, disruptive and futuristic company focus at a moment in time when other automakers were content with the internal combustion engine status quo. Now, a whole lot has changed since the master plans of 2006 and 2016 were released, however. Tesla's dominance at the top of the all-electric transportation market is now being challenged with a tweet that Master Plan 3 will be revealed at the upcoming March 1st Investor Day. Now, curiosity right now is very rampant. So what messages will emerge from the 2023 Master Plan? Let's track what we know so far as a framework for figuring out the possible elements in Musk's Master Plan 3. Tesla's original master plan was to build an electric sports car, use the money to build an affordable electric car, use that money to build an even more affordable electric car, and while doing the above, also provide zero emission electric power generation options. How did Tesla do with these goals between 2006 and 2016? Well, the first Roadster rolled off the production line on February 1st, 2008. Tesla's first car needed to be an exclusive and pricey limited production sports car to keep production costs down and profits high. As our friends over at EV Annex note, the Roadster's central screen and practice of updating tech foreshadowed Tesla's unique approach to the mass production of its EVs that followed years later. It also gave Tesla some early experience, credibility, and revenue in order to launch the Model S and every model thereafter. In 2010, Tesla received approval for about $465 million in low-interest loans from the U.S. Department of Energy to accelerate the production of affordable, fuel-efficient EVs. The company used that about $365 million of that for production engineering and assembly of the Model S, an all-electric family sedan that carries seven people and travels up to 300 miles per charge. Now, today, Tesla's zero-emission electric power generation options seem nearly run-of-the-mill. But in 2015, the synergy of battery packs paired with solar panels and plugged into the power grid seemed absolutely ultra-modern. Tesla worked on grid batteries for many years before it was ready to put hundreds of systems in operation. Tesla's first big push in energy, Tesla Energy, began with the reveal of the PowerPack and Powerwall. Now, the release of Master Plan 2 in 2016 promised to extend Tesla's mission beyond just cars. Elon Musk explained that Tesla's focus was to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy, which means transitioning to electric vehicles and integrating energy generation and storage. So let's talk about part two of Elon and Tesla's master plan. They have four main objectives. One is to create stunning solar roofs with seamlessly integrated battery storage, expand the electric vehicle product line to address all major segments, and develop a self-driving capability that is 10 times safer than manual via massive fleet learning, and enable your car to make money for you when you're not using it. So now let's see how Tesla's doing with these objectives. Now, the first objective was to create solar roofs with integrated battery storage that were both beautiful and affordable. And Tesla's vice president of technology, Drew Baglino, stated that Tesla wanted to improve the product by making it cheaper, more beautiful, and easier to manufacture. Now, unfortunately, the Tesla solar roof experienced significant setbacks that delayed its design, production, and deployment. And data also showed that the cost of a Tesla solar roof varies significantly depending on the roof's complexity and where you live. And the second objective was to expand the electric vehicle product line to address all major segments. The company's first attempt at this was the Model Y, which is a battery electric compact crossover that started production in March of 2020. Elon Musk predicted during the Q1 2021 earnings call that the Model Y would quite likely be the world's best-selling car in the future. In Q1 of 2022, the Tesla Model Y accounted for almost one out of every three new EVs registered in the U.S. However, the Cybertruck, which was supposed to be a significant part of Tesla's lineup, hasn't quite launched yet. On a Q4 2022 Tesla conference call, a shareholder asked whether the start of Cybertruck production was still scheduled for mid-2023. Elon responded that he didn't want people to overhype the start of production because it's the start of volume production that matters. Now, the third objective was to develop a self-driving capable that is 10 times safer than manual via massive fleet learning. Tesla's full self-driving FSD system remains at the heart of the most talked about products. And last year, Tesla opened up its FSD beta to all users in North America who paid for it. However, its potential is not yet fully realized, and it's currently only at autonomous driving level number 2. Now, in 2019, Tesla held an event called Autonomy Day to showcase its autonomous driving technology. Elon said, "I feel very confident predicting autonomous robo-taxis for Tesla next year," and predicted that Tesla would have 1 million robo-taxis on public roads by the end of 2020. Now, these fully self-driving cars wouldn't need a human driver and could transport passengers to their desired locations. However, self-driving cars are not yet able to navigate independently due to unpredictable road conditions, making it nearly impossible to create a robo-taxi right now. And as a result, car owners are not yet able to generate revenue from their self-driving vehicles. Now, the fourth objective was to enable cars to make money for their owners when they're not being used. This goal has not yet been achieved due to the inability to create a full self-driving vehicle. And the world is buzzing with excitement over what Tesla CEO Elon Musk has in store for the company's third master plan. Tesla's previous plans, which included the creation of electric vehicles, solar energy products, and energy storage solutions, have already revolutionized the automotive and energy industries. But what can we expect from Master Plan 3? Now, one of the most highly anticipated aspects of Master Plan 3 is autonomous driving and the possibility of Tesla's vehicles operating as robotaxis. Now, Tesla has already made significant progress in this area with the release of its full self-driving software, which offers advanced driver assistance features. Now, according to Musk, Tesla is on track to achieve level 5 autonomy or fully autonomous driving in the near future. And the implications of full autonomy for the transportation industry could be massive. Tesla could become a major player in the ride-hailing space, competing with companies like Uber and Lyft, and potentially disrupting the traditional taxi industry. Additionally, Tesla could develop its own ride-hailing platform, which would give the company even more control over the industry. Now, Tesla has also hinted at the possibility of launching its own ride-hailing service, which could be called the Tesla Network. The app-based platform would allow Tesla owners to rent out their vehicles to other users, essentially turning their cars into self-driving taxis when they're not in use. And this could create a new revenue stream for Tesla owners and make owning a Tesla more affordable for those who might not be able to afford one outright. And the development of electric semi-trucks is another area that's likely to be a focus of Master Plan number 3. Now, Tesla has already made significant strides in this area with the release of the Tesla Semi in 2017, and the all-electric Class 8 truck is designed to be more efficient and cost-effective than traditional diesel trucks. And the potential market for electric trucks is massive, with the transportation industry responsible for a significant portion of global carbon emissions. Now, if Tesla can make electric trucks more cost-effective and practical for long-haul transportation, it could make a significant impact on reducing carbon emissions. Now, energy storage and renewable energy are also expected to be a continued focus of Tesla's third master plan. The company has already made significant strides in this area with the development of the Powerwall and PowerPack battery systems, as well as its solar roof tiles. Musk has stated that the transition to renewable energy is one of the most important challenges facing humanity, and that Tesla is committed to being a major player in this transition. Now, if Master Plan 3 includes further developments in this area, we could see Tesla become an even more important player in the global energy market. Now, overall, Tesla's third master plan is highly anticipated and has the potential to revolutionize multiple industries. With the potential for autonomous driving in the Tesla network, Tesla could disrupt the ride-hailing industry, and with the development of more electric semi-trucks, it could have a significant impact on reducing carbon emissions. We can't wait to see what Elon and his team have for us in the future, but let me know what you think. We have a Patreon in our description down below. And if you want to check that out, that would be great. You can become part of the community over at Stage Zero, patreon.com/StageZero. And thanks for listening to the show. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button, that would be great too. So take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.